You're listening to Psoriasis. I'm your host, Teresa Barnes, and this is episode number one. Let's get to it with today's topic, psoriasis. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. Psoriasis is a skin disease caused by the accumulation of dead cells on the surface of the epidermis, the outer layer of the skin. The life cycle of skin cells accelerates, leading to the formation of dead cells on its surface. Epidermatitis. Psoriasis is one of the most common skin diseases in the United States and responsible for about one-third of all skin diseases in America. Plaques of P. psoriasis, also known as psoriasis vulgaris, is the most common form of psoriasis, affecting about 8 in 10 sufferers. The plaque of psoriasis is characterized by an increased inflamed red skin covered with whitish or silvery scales. Gutted psoriasis is the most common form of psoriasis and occurs in about one-third of all cases. While this type of psoriasis occurs in only 2% of cases, it is characterized by small pink-red spots on the torso, upper arms, thighs and scalp, as well as on the eyes, ears, nose, mouth, throat and mouth. Other types of psoriasis can look different and affect different parts of the body, such as the face, neck, arms, legs, hands and feet, as well as eyes, ears, nose, mouth, throat and mouth. Plaques of psoriasis appear as elevated areas of the skin that are itchy, painful, flaking and may bleed. They can come in different sizes and shapes and can affect any part of the body or occur at any time. Patients with psoriasis arthritis often feel a long-lasting stiffness in the joints in the morning after long periods of inactivity. Although the exact cause of psoriasis is unknown, researchers say the disease is likely caused by a mutation in a gene that causes the immune system to overdo the work and cause inflammation and inflammation of the skin and other immune systems. Pain, discomfort and self-esteem disorders can affect daily life such as sleep, eating, exercise and social life. In general, psoriasis appears as a thick red patch of skin that has accumulated scaly at the top. Some types of psoriasis often cause eczema, a type of dermatitis in which thick skin is covered with silvery white scales. Both types can appear similar to the untrained eye, but a dermatologist can probably see the difference between psoriasis and eczema. Small red spots can appear on the scalp, face, and behind the ears, as well as on other parts of the body such as the eyes, nose, mouth, or ears. This autoimmune disease is something most people try to hide well, hidden, but psoriasis is a big star in television and drug ads. It is the biggest star on television, in drugs and in commercials and is therefore one of the most common skin diseases in the world. Some types of psoriasis cause small patches that can appear all over the skin, such as on the scalp, face, nose, mouth, ears, eyes or ears. In some cases, it can also occur as a rash covered in silver scales that tend to itch, burn and hurt. The most common types mark the skin surface, such as the scalp, face, nose, mouth, ears, eyes or ears. Fingernails and toenails can become thick and pitted, or they can come off the bed of nails and cause irritation or irritation. The word psoriasis is a combination of the words PSS and psoriosis, which means itching or itching. Psoriasis plaques typically appear as elevated areas of silvery white, scaly skin covering inflamed skin. The reversal of this disease, also known as flexural psoriasis, appears as smooth, inflated skin areas, but can also lead to irritations and irritations. Many people also have visible, reddish, scaly skin spots that can cause itching and irritation in exposed areas of their body. These spots often affect skin folds, especially on the genitals, thighs, groins and armpits, as well as an overweight belly known as the panniculus. The inflammation that causes psoriasis sometimes affects other parts of the body such as the eyes, ears, nose and mouth, as well as the skin surface. Pustular psoriasis tends to have a cycle in which the formation of pustules and scaling is followed by redness. Another important gene associated with P. psoriasis is MIR203A and a related pathway. Psoriasis is an immune-mediated inflammatory skin disease characterized by the proliferation of inflammatory cells and the development of inflammation and redness in the face, eyes, ears, nose, mouth and mouth. Although psoriasis can form anywhere in the human body, the most common areas are below it. Although some people consider psoriasis to be a skin disease, it can also affect bones, muscles and metabolic systems. About 30% of people with Psoriasis have symptoms known as psoriasis arthritis, such as joint inflammation and joint pain. Psoriasis is a chronic skin disease that affects more than 1.5 million people in the U.S. alone, according to the U.S. Health Authority CDC. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Teresa Barnes. Adios.